Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Gals Podcast. Sharon Vornholt is your host and the creator of the Louisville Gals Real Estate Blog, where you will learn how to become a savvy real estate investor, make money, build streams of passive income, and create a lifestyle and a business you love. Whether you're a seasoned real estate investor or just getting started, this show is for you. Now, let's talk real estate investing.
Hi, this is Sharon Vornholt with the Louisville Gals Real Estate Blog, here today with another episode of Let's Talk Real Estate Investing. Today, I want to do a short podcast on something that I get asked about all the time, and that is how to talk to motivated sellers, and more importantly, how to sound confident when you talk to motivated sellers. So, you know, I get questions like, what do I say when they call? What if they yell at me? That's a big one. For folks especially that are doing probates, that's one of their biggest fears is getting yelled at. Or what if they ask me a question that I'm just not expecting? What if I don't know the answer? Well, the truth of the matter is that you're probably going to know the answer to whatever they ask you. And on the rare occasion when you don't, it's pretty simple to just keep your authoritative voice there and say, you know, I'm really not sure, but I'll find out and get back with you. And if you say it in that way, then they're not going to think anything about it. You know, the thing you need to realize is that all new real estate investors have the same fears. They all have the same worries when it comes to talking to sellers. And there's just no getting around the fact that you get better with practice. You have to talk to people to get better at talking to them. Now, when we're first starting out, most of us talk to anybody that just dials our number. As you go along, you get better at, screening people a little bit better. But in the beginning, I cannot overemphasize the fact that you need to talk to any live person that calls you on the phone. There are a lot of investors out there that are just, they're really terrified to talk to sellers, and they don't pick up the phone when it rings. It's not that they're busy. It's not that they have something else to do. They just don't want to talk to sellers. I mean, you know, the other thing is there are a lot of seasoned investors that won't answer the phone when the phone rings. You know, what they know it's probably a seller as a result of their direct mail, but they will not pick up the phone. Now, there are some investors that even go so far as to send out a big expensive mailing, a direct mail campaign, but then they never answer the phone when someone calls. And boy, what a terrible waste of money. So know that everyone has the same fears and you need to get over it, but the only way to get over it, and it's what we all did, we had to just chuck it up and talk to sellers. So if this sounds like you, you know, I want you to know, first of all, that you're not alone. Just about everyone feels this way in the beginning. I can tell you that I still know seasoned investors that hate taking calls from sellers. They can do it. They actually do it well, but they don't really like to do it. So, as I said, the way you change that is you just do it. So, practice makes perfect. So pick up the phone. Now, I've had a lot of people in training that dealt with, you know, their fear and their aversion to talking to sellers. So I even went so far as to do a little a video on that. I did a little role playing with my friend Kelly Payne, and we talked about the different types of sellers and with the way the conversations are likely going to go. Now, I have found in my business that there are four common traits of motivated sellers. You know, there are a million different exact scenarios that you could run into, but there are four that you find all the time. Now, the first one in this group is they're folks that won't give you any information at all. They're the ones with the one-word answers. You know, you say, tell me about your house, and they'll say, it's brick. How many bedrooms do you have? Four. You know, when you say, tell me about your house, what you're hoping they will say is, oh, I have a ranch-style home that has four bedrooms and two baths, and it has a basement. And then they'll go on to tell you most of all the features, most of all the things that you want to know. But with some people, that rarely happens. And you can ask them very direct questions. You can say, For instance, how old is the house? How old is the furnace? And they'll say 4 years old. You know, they won't say it's 5 years old. I believe it's 5 years old, or it's 5 years old and I've got the paperwork, or they, you know, they won't even just say, I don't know, but I'll try to find out for you. They give you these answers that really basically cut off the conversation. Now, there are those motivated sellers that are big talkers, but when you ask them a question, they never really give you any answers. They never really answer your questions. For instance, if you say, what's the square footage on your house? They might say something like, my grandma lived here for 25 years and she sure loved the big rooms. So it may or may not have anything to do with the question you've asked. Or if you say, how old is the roof? They might say, you know, my aunt had the gutters put on at the same time we had the roof put on. And those gutters have just not held up. Let me tell you about the gutters. So you notice we've talked about the roof. You know, we ask about the roof, but they start off on this tangent about the roof and the gutters. So they're the ones that I say, they talk a lot, but they never really answer any of your questions. Now, there's the seller who has to tell you their whole life story before they ever answer a single question. These are the folks where you just need to kick back and let them talk. When you listen to these folks tell their story, you'll very often find out their motivation. Is it really painful sometimes to listen? Yes, it is. What I have found, too, is that you have to kind of double back after they've told their story and ask them the questions that you need to know. Now, the fourth person is it's the one that's my favorite, of course. It's the one that actually spits out all the information you need without all the drama. When you say, tell me about your house, they tell you everything they know about the house. And if you're using a property information form, which you should be doing, you should definitely be using one, and I have those available on my site, then you can, as they're talking, when you say, tell me about the house, you're writing everything down. You're writing down the bedrooms, the baths, the ages of things. You know, they'll just tell you, I don't know how old the furnace is, but the AC is 5 years old. So when they're done telling you everything that they're going to tell you, and you're writing it down on your property information form, then you can go back and just kind of fill in the blanks. It's an easy conversation. So my big tip for you is always to just say, tell me about the house. Another thing, you know, you can get from these conversations is that you can find out the seller's motivation. In the course of listening and talking to them, you do a couple of things. You begin to build rapport with the seller. That's critical if you're going to ever get the deal because, you know, people do business with other people that they know, like, and trust. So this is your time that you've got to, you know, whether it's your initial phone call, you can start to build your initial trust there. And, of course, once you go out to the house, then you have another chance to build rapport with the seller. So the primary focus of the call might be to get certain information from the seller, but you should also be there to build rapport with the seller and get to know the seller and find out their motivation. Oftentimes in talking to sellers, they will just say, you know, here's my story, and they go on and on and on, and then they'll say, I really need to sell this house because Aunt Minnie left it to me. It needs a lot of repairs, it needs a lot of updates, and it has some back taxes, and I can't afford any of that. Well, then you know where to come from, the area to come from when you make your offer. You're going to make your offer on price, of course, taking out the repairs and the back taxes. But what they have just told you is that they really need to sell the house. So that's the real important thing to take away from, you know, the whole drama around talking to sellers. You get confident about any particular thing by doing it. So, you know, make a point to pick up the phone. And also, in the beginning, make a point to go out and look at houses. Even if you think it's not maybe going to be a deal for you, it gives you practice interacting with sellers. Then when you go out and it is an important deal, when it is a deal that you want, you have a higher probability of, you know, being able to seal the deal. So if that makes sense. So you know, practice makes perfect. If you want to come over to the blog, I'll put a link on the video I did. Kelly and I made the little interactive video. It'll give you an idea of just the ways to talk, the different ways to talk about or talk to sellers. The funny thing about this this little video that we did is that Kelly Payne is actually very good at talking to sellers. She's actually great at talking to sellers, but she doesn't think she is. And the way she interacts with them, she just has a natural connection with them. So I want you to, when you watch the video, I want you to realize that this person does not think she's good at talking to sellers. So you're probably a whole lot better than you actually think you are. So keep your questions coming in, and I'll either do a podcast or a video or answer them on the blog. And this is Sharon Vornholt with the Louisville Gals Real Estate Blog. And this is going to wrap up today's shorter episode of Let's Talk Real Estate Investing. Thanks for stopping by.